Here is presented clearly to the eye, a little world new made most gloriously. Today here stands proud man like flower sprite, but look tomorrow and he's weathered quite. How happily might fallen man have lived, forever had he not his maker grieved. His numerous offspring never would espy through that black curtain of mortality. Alas, how fast the days of man pass by, swifter than weaver's shuttle they do fly. As soon as death does end this day so soon, man must appear before the great tribune. Death will no scour to a king afford, nor difference make twixt beggar and a lord, nor beauty riches favor shall obtain. I'll take no bribes to linger out their pain. Methusalem, you see, by death was told that die he must, though he was ne'er so old. Like fruit when almost ripe storms can it shake, so youth when almost man death may him take. And yet how proud man is this side the grave, as if he never should an exit have. Vaunting poor worm and up and down the world, his busy carping thoughts with care is hurled. He's wealthy grown and proud of bags of treasure, trusting in riches, taking all the pleasure his heart can wish for, nay, he does control the checks of conscience to his precious soul. Says to himself, soul, take thine ease and spend thy time and mirth, ne'er think it will have end. Thus the sinner does abuse his God and chooses vice instead of the virtuous rod. He swears and damns and imprecates God's wrath to strike him dead, but to die he's loath. He damns his very soul, were it not just that God should do so to and say be cursed. Roaring and ranting is his hellish note, quaffing so long until his senses float. Drunk like a beast, he staggers up and down, sleeps like a hog, and is a devil grown. But oh, if God thus angered ready be to say, thou fool, I do require of thee thy soul this night, come give a just account to what thy stewardship does now amount. How dumb and senseless would he stand to see hell ready to devour him presently. Calls to the rocks and strives to get a place therein to hide him from God's angry face. But yet suppose God suffers him to live, adds mercy unto mercy and does give him yet a longer time of life and tries, if hell repent before death shuts his eyes. He sees that time runs round like to a wheel, and wrinkled years upon his brow does steal. Besides gray hairs on's crazy head doth grow, scattered it lies like to a drift of snow. A foggy dimness doth his sight assail, striking into his head his eyes they fail. His tongue does falter and his hands they shake, and with the palsy every limb does quake. His glass must run, he's even out of breath, ready to yield his life to conquering death, who will no longer favor his old age, but is resolved in his death engage. It peeps behind the curtain in his face, then draws the skein, then dreadful is his case. His tongue does quiver, and his veins does start, like sticks asunder, nay, his very heart. Ceases its motion with his vital soon, and now, alas, he's colder than a stone. His kinsfolks dear, his dying eyes do shut, so from his bed he's in a coffin put. Thus ends his earthly splendor and his pleasure. Wife, children, kinsfolk, and his bags of treasure are left behind, enjoy the same estate. A little while, but follow must his fate. Nay, they're not sure to keep it half a day, for death does oft sweep families away. The infant's instantly bereaved of mother, husband from wife, the sister from her brother. Behold this figure, see the glass dust run, therefore repent before thy time is gone. Both young and old have this before your eyes, you're born to happiness or miseries. Oh, therefore, wretched man, this very day, strive by repenting tears to wash away thy sins, and then no doubt the Lord will be in love and mercy reconciled to thee. Serene like as the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of God's Son appear. Eating and drinking men will merry make, and carnal souls security will take. And like the thief who cometh in the night, so will the Son of Man in glory bright come down with numerous angels and the sound of trumpets shrill, whose voice unnerves the ground. The dead arise, Lord, what a horror here is to the wicked who must straight appear and come to judgment. So how this begins to bring their minds their many wretched sins. Oh, what sad shrieks they make and clamorous cries to see how gaping just before their eyes the heavens to melt away their fervent heat, the earth a-burning underneath their feet. But happy ever, happy are the sheep of Christ, who joy forevermore will keep. When he shall say to saints, come, come thee hither, you of my chosen flock, blessed of the Father. The kingdom now in joy for you prepared, before the heavens were made or world was reared. Oh, what soul ravishing sweet news is this? Angels attend them presently to bliss. But hark what grief the damned does attend, who have no advocate to stand their friend. Sentence must past be, go to dwell in fiery burnings in the lake of hell. Depart with devils which you did entice to hate your Savior and cleave to vice. Go to that everlasting pit and lie howling with fiery friends perpetually. Oh, what a wretched sight 'twill be to see the devils dragging them to misery. Husbands to see their wives conveyed to bliss, whilst they, monks damned, quiet salvation miss. Son from the Father, Father from the Son, must partest be in the great day of doom. Praising of God and own it to be just, their own relations are with devils cursed. The godly they to heaven take their flight, whilst wicked take their course to hell outright. Lord, let us watch continually and pray that we may be prepared for that great day. Give us repentance, that whilst here we live, we may the offers of thy Son receive. Then feed our souls, good God, with thy rich grace, that we may stand before our Savior's face.